It's Thursday, October 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in North Korea face the worst persecution in the world. The Korea Future Initiative interviewed many survivors, witnesses, and perpetrators who have escaped the regime. The findings cover the years from 1990 to 2019. The report identified over 200 Christian victims of persecution, ranging in age from 3 years old to 80 years old. Nearly 60% of the victims were women and girls. Just for being a Christian, people suffered arrest, imprisonment, interrogation, torture, assault, and execution. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Last Friday, President Donald Trump announced that Sudan, Africa will be the third Arab nation to normalize relations with Israel. The U.S. has removed Sudan's status as a state sponsor of terrorism after Sudan agreed to transfer $335 million to families of victims from al-Qaeda's 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Osama bin Laden was operating from Sudan at the time. Sudan has also removed its Islamic dictator, moved toward democracy, and ended 30 years of Islamic rule. Trump said up to 10 more countries could normalize relations with Israel.
"We have 5, but we really have probably 9 or 10 that are right in the mix. We're going to have a lot. I think we'll have all of them eventually.
Before the election or after the election?"
"Well, it'll be largely after. We're doing a lot of work right now, and I'm involved in all of those deals. The beauty is it's peace in the Middle East with no money and with no blood. There's no blood all over the sand, and it's happening."
The Trump administration participated in signing the Geneva Consensus Declaration last week, promoting women's health and strengthening the family. Brazil, Egypt, Hungary, Indonesia, and Uganda also signed the document. The declaration states, quote, "There is no international right to abortion," end quote. And, quote, "In no case should abortion be promoted as a method of family planning," end quote. The signers called for the United Nations to embrace these values and presented the document at the 2020 World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization. France and Germany ordered new lockdowns yesterday in the face of another wave of coronavirus infections. Bulgaria, Greece, Italy, and Switzerland have already returned to stricter lockdowns. European stock markets closed at their lowest level since May yesterday, and the U.S. S&P 500 dropped by 3%. An Ohio Christian woman named Christy Stokes will not be forced to accommodate faux homosexual weddings. This comes after Stokes sued her county over a law that bans discrimination on the basis of so-called sexual orientation. Stokes, the owner of Covenant Weddings, said, quote, "My religious beliefs influence every aspect of my life, and I cannot simply put my religious identity into separate personal and professional boxes," end quote. The U.S. Marshals conducted the largest anti-human trafficking operation in Ohio this month. 50 agencies worked together on Operation Autumn Hope to rescue 45 missing children and 109 human trafficking survivors. In addition, the operation made 179 arrests. The 2020 State of Theology Survey, conducted by Lifeway Research, found that only 38% of U.S. evangelicals agreed that, quote, "God chose the people he would save before he created the world," end quote. 44% of evangelicals disagreed with God's sovereignty over salvation. And in the general population, only 26% agreed with this statement, while 50% disagreed. Ephesians 1 verses 3 through 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." And finally, Covington County Sheriff's Office in Collins, Mississippi, celebrated the baptism of 17 inmates last week. The office posted on Facebook, quote, "The ministry that has been provided at the Covington County Correctional Facility has been a blessing in many ways. We hope this is a new start and will change the lives of these and many more, end quote. Luke 15, verse 7 says, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.